Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Scott McKenna Podcast. Thanks so much for bearing with me through a lot of this all over the place in the podcast. I want you to know that I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. I truly appreciate your time in general, which is why if I can't come out with something that's valuable for you, as you know, I just prefer to do nothing. And this last month has just been a really busy season in terms of what's happening at 4LC Studios and with an all-new adventure in Wedding Film School, which we're going to talk about a little bit in this podcast. So it's just been a little bit hard. I also live on a really busy street, and there are only certain times a day that I'm realizing it's actually possible to record audio as its only piece because there's lots of traffic noise. So if you do hear stuff from time to time in this podcast, that's why. It just becomes really difficult because there's only a certain amount of times in the day that I can get it quietly. So anyway, I want to move on. This is a little bit of an update, kind of like the other podcast was, but also wanted to talk a little bit about this new adventure, this new exciting adventure, I think, in Wedding Film School. Anyone who follows my YouTube channel or Instagram or anything along those lines, which I'm assuming that everybody that listens to this podcast does listen to that content elsewhere, because I don't know how else you would have come across the podcast. But as you may know, I took over the Wedding Film School channel, and I'm very, very excited about the future of that channel. Very excited for just kind of this new chapter in wedding films, because it's really just something that obviously I'm passionate about. It's something that my business is obviously built around quite a bit right now. We do a lot of wedding films. That is one of our primary markets. We make a lot of money from wedding films, and that's kind of a big piece that's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. But I'm really excited about the new chapter in Wedding Film School because it opens up a lot of different opportunities for what I want to do with my YouTube channel, and allows me to produce a lot of content for the Wedding Film School channel. Air conditioner turned on. Hold on. All right, that's much better. Thanks. If you follow my YouTube channel for the last year or so, you know that I try to produce a lot of content on that channel. And sometimes, at times, it can be a little scattered because it's all over the place. A lot of people ask me, like, kind of what my thought process is each day going into a YouTube video. And do I script out content? And do I plan things? And the honest truth is I don't really do any of that. I literally wake up and I start talking to the camera based on what I'm going to do that day. And then as I kind of evolve throughout the day, I decide if there's a topic kind of continuing down the same path. And then maybe I'll talk about that, and that'll end up being kind of the final topic per se of the video. But I don't think too hard about it. And what's happened over the last 6 months is as the channel has grown pretty fast, I think, as it's almost at 20,000 subscribers as we speak right now. What I've noticed is that there's obviously a vast majority of people that follow my channel. Some people are into wedding films. Some people are into commercial production. Some people are in just business in general. And it becomes difficult when I start talking a lot about wedding filmmaking specifically, because it really is a certain audience that is not entirely what my YouTube channel is all about. And as I grow my business, 4LC Studios, I know that over the next year, 2-3 years, I'm going to start filming less weddings myself, and I'm going to have a team doing it more. And so I'm going to be talking a lot less specifically about that topic on my own personal brand channel. And I don't want that channel to just turn into a channel that is nothing but wedding filmmakers, because then when I don't do that stuff anymore, well, it becomes a little bit less exciting for the people that are into that. So it was really exciting when I talked to Craig about 6 to 9 months ago about the possibility of starting to create some content or even take over Wedding Film School channel, because in my head, it was an opportunity that I was going to get to really, really focus on wedding film-based content, specifically in the education market, and keep it specific on one channel. For a while, I thought about starting my own YouTube channel that was just about wedding films and about education behind that, so that I didn't make my channel all about that. And then when I started talking with Craig more and started looking at, obviously, the audience Wedding Film School had, I've been following that channel for a couple of years, so I'm well aware of what its main purpose is. And as I started to realize there's obviously a huge potential in that, I started talking to Craig a little bit as he started kind of migrating out of weddings. And I started to talk to him about what it might look like if I took over the channel, what it might look like for me to produce the content for the channel instead of him. And naturally, it was something that made a lot of sense to him. As you start to go away from a certain market and a certain business venture in general, as he started leaving weddings and leaving filming weddings, it's obviously not as easy to create content, especially educational content, about that specific market, because you don't really do it much anymore. And sure, there's lots of things that he learned over the course of the 5 years that he was filming weddings, but at the same time, if you're not heavy into it, there's only so much passion that you actually can have behind it. And so being fully into that market and doing that as a living right now with Wedding Films and my company, it just made sense that I could naturally produce a lot more content for the channel. And more importantly, really shift the channel into more of a community-based wedding filmmaking education portal. I think anyone that follows Wedding Film School channel knows that there has been so many valuable videos that have come out in the channel over the years. I know so many wedding filmmakers that came across that YouTube channel, and that's kind of how they started their business, how they started to learn how to film weddings, how to second shoot for weddings, how to edit. All those things have just been super useful. I talked with a couple of filmmakers recently all about just how we agree has just been such a great resource for wedding filmmakers in general. And it has just provided a lot of value to increase just the popularity of wedding films in general. And overall, if the world is becoming a place that is more and more engaged and more educated to make great wedding films, it just helps the overall industry more and more, because the better films there are out there, the better chance you have of selling films to couples. And so I think that that's something I really want to continue to just build and help and educate in any way that I possibly can. Now, when I made the announcement to take over Wedding Film School, a lot of people obviously had questions about what that meant. Did it mean that I was going to start posting less on my own YouTube channel? Did it mean that I was going to not post any wedding film content whatsoever on my YouTube channel? And the answer to that is pretty simple. My YouTube channel is not going anywhere. I'm as passionate as ever about it. And as it continues to grow more and more, it makes me even more excited about just the opportunity that is available to help people. So my YouTube channel is not going anywhere, and I'm going to continue to produce a lot of content for that channel. But naturally, and what's actually exciting to me, is that I am going to stop posting really wedding-based content on my personal channel. And that's for two reasons. First of all, for the reason I said about not trying to build an identity around being wedding filmmaking being the only topic, because I know a lot of people follow my channel that aren't doing wedding films. So I really want to get away from being so niche in that. And I really want my channel to be much more focused on video production as a whole. I know a lot of wedding filmmakers that do wedding films. They also do commercial work. And I know a lot of commercial people that don't do weddings at all. And I know people that don't do video at all that follow my channel for some business-based things. And that's really what I want my channel to be all about. I think I have a lot of different insight into different things about business, about the education of filming, about getting clients, about communication with clients, all those things. And the more and more that I can not be niche into a certain thing like wedding films, the more I can make my channel even more business stuff, even more entrepreneurship, just overall, just a more focus on that rather than just a specific field of video production. So I'm really excited about that. And then it allows me to just go hardcore into Wedding Film School with a lot of content that is specifically and only to wedding filmmakers, because there are so many pieces of content and so many videos that I thought about creating over the last maybe couple of months specifically about wedding films, because I'm obviously in the heart of it right now. And the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I kind of ended up not making those decisions to make the videos, because I didn't want my channel to be that specific to those people. Because you see, I see a lot of wedding filmmakers out there that are doing YouTube channels and education and all those different things that are super valuable for people. The problem is, anytime they post something that's not about weddings, it gets extremely low engagement. And I really want my channel to be a channel that gets a lot of engagement from people, not for views, for AdSense purposes, for anything, but simply the actual community. I love when I post a video and a lot of people engage with it, simply because it lets me know that it's resonating with people, and people can kind of see where I'm coming from. They can understand my thought process behind things, and I love that community side of it. So that's part of why I think it's great to be able to have a wedding only channel like Wedding Film School, because it allows me to just really dial in, really talk about nothing but wedding films, the business of it, how to get brides, how to get grooms, bring in a lot of other creators, and even bring in bride and grooms to talk a little bit. I think it would be so cool to have more brides and grooms on the actual channel talking about what they actually look for when they chose a wedding cinematographer, because I think so many times we're so worried about impressing other cinematographers that we forget that, like, our client who actually pays us is never another cinematographer. It is the bride and groom. So if I can bring them in more and more and have conversations with them, I think it could be a really useful thing that could be super cool for the channel. So it's kind of a lot of thoughts that I have. Another big thing that it will be coming with the actual Wedding Film School channel is really a community-based contribution to the channel. There are so many great wedding filmmakers doing stuff today, and so many that love educating but don't really necessarily have the time to do a lot of YouTube content, or maybe they have a YouTube channel but they only post so many things to it. And I love the idea of bringing on a lot of different creators that create lots of different content for the channel. I think there's obviously so much value in hearing different perspectives on things, whether it's advertising, whether it's editing, shooting, color grading, audio, all those things. We all do things very differently. And I think that the more and more that I have conversations with people about different industries that I'm in, the more and more I realize that there's a million ways to do something. And it's not always my way that's the best. And so many times I learn from people doing exactly what I do. And maybe people even less experienced than me, they might look at something differently that might be valuable to hear. And so the more and more that I think we can bring on people from other communities, other companies, and talk about kind of how they approach certain things at a wedding day, I think that's going to be extremely valuable. So I'm really excited to bring that. I'm currently in the midst of talking with a bunch of different creators about some different pieces of content we can create, some different videos. There may be some interviews. There's definitely going to be a podcast for Wedding Film School, kind of a combination of all those things. And I'm just really pumped to kind of take this next phase, this next chapter of Wedding Film School to a whole new level. I think Craig did an incredible job over the last 3 years building out lots of content. But naturally, as he kind of left the actual business of wedding films, naturally he left the excitement for it, and the content started to obviously not be produced for the channel. So I just can't wait to revitalize it. We're in the midst of talking with a lot of different sponsors about some things for the channel, so expect lots of great stuff from there. And as always, expect continued content from me. I'm going to go harder than ever of really starting to pump out content at a bunch of different platforms. What does it look like for me to create content on YouTube and Instagram TV, as I've been doing, and Instagram stories and Facebook stories and Facebook in general and LinkedIn, and just so many places to create stuff right now. It's super exciting to me because I don't really care what platform is currently out today. It's all about whatever has attention. I'll start creating content for it. And when it loses attention, I won't anymore. I'm not really tied to a platform. I'm just tied to wherever people are at. And that's what I'm trying to do as much as possible and just make it as good as possible. So that's a little bit of an update with Wedding Film School and kind of what to expect in that channel. I hope any of you that follow my content that are wedding filmmakers, make sure you subscribe on YouTube to that channel, because obviously there's going to be a lot of content on that channel. And I assume that if you're into wedding films, you're probably already following it. But if you obviously are not already following me on Instagram, please do that. I'm experimenting with a lot of different things right now on my Instagram, with Instagram TV, Instagram story, clips from certain vlogs, Instagram only edits from certain vlogs. So a bunch of different stuff. I'd love to get your feedback. That's also one of the easiest places to connect with me, is on Instagram or Twitter at Scott W. McKenna, and Instagram is at Scott McKenna. So make sure you follow me on there. Say hello. Let me know that you've been listening to the podcast. Let me know what you'd like to see some more of on my YouTube channel, on this podcast, on the Wedding Film School podcast. Let me know all those things. I love feedback. It's why I create stuff. And more I get feedback, the more that I can create content that makes sense for who is listening. I'm all about providing you value. This is not for me at all. And more that you can tell me what you love and what you don't, the more I can create content that you hopefully will love. So thanks as always for listening to this brief update. A bunch more podcasts are being recorded literally as we speak. So I'm excited to produce more of these and would love your feedback as always. So thanks for listening. I'll see you soon.